You know what? Good morning, folks. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org, and I have a special guest with me today, Dick Blackburn.
Howdy do.
Say hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Back on LA radio after many, many years.
Yeah,
of
how long has it been?
It's been a long time, and the last time I was actually doing guest DJing was on Cool and the Crazy, the late lamented show Cool and the Crazy from KCRW, and that was like back in the 80s, so I've been doing some guest DJing out on the East Coast, but this is, like I say, first time. It's like a homecoming back to Los Angeles. So
I guess
it's
the very
good.
First time that you're only doing internet radio, because generally you're real radio.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the first time. It's just great that, you know, you're doing the show, and there's so many other people around L.A., like Alan Larman, who's got Red Hot down there in Long Beach, on KCSN 88.5 on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m., and then Uncle Tim has been doing this for a long time on KXLU Loyola, Fridays from 8 to 9 if a basketball game doesn't preempt it. And Chris Morris has got a show on, you've got to get City Beat and look at his music column, and it's called Watusi Rodeo, and they has the information on that. So there's just a lot of shows, and yours has been like a great addition here to the LA scene. So we're so happy to have you playing these records that we all love.
Well, it's very special for me because this is my very first guest on Lost in Paradise. I guess I've been doing this show for maybe 7, maybe possibly 8 months, not quite sure. But it's very exciting for me to have Dick Blackburn because he's been collecting records long before I was even born. So this is very exciting. He's brought all 45s, original stuff. And I guess if you want to talk about the show's actually dedicated to somebody.
Yes, it is. And this show is dedicated. Now, I'm not going to call him by the name you call him because I just can't get my mind around that. But this is to John, and we're going to dedicate the whole show to you, John.
Who's out in Chicago.
Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be sitting here doing the show with you, right? Because he
introduced
us.
And I wouldn't have gotten all the awesome records that I've gotten and all the great information and excellent dinners as well. So,
let's talk about what we just heard. We started out, and We started out with Knock on Wood. This is kind of a certainly a West Coast exclusive and maybe a worldwide exclusive. This record isn't on any compilation or anything so far. It's by the Rivieres. It's from the Midwest. It's on the KZ label. Nobody knows anything about it, and I only know of one other copy. So we want to start out the show with something like both like rockin' and completely obscure, and I hope we've done
which
that.
Which John loves.
And that's good, and that's for John. And then because he likes trains, we went into the Tramps' Midnight Flyer on RV. It's an L.A. record, and of course it was singing about coming to L.A. And then we went back to the Midwest, to Illinois, on the Lucky label, and that was the Jim Foley with Goodbye Train. It's one of my favorite rockabilly records of all time, in my top 10. And so, and also we're going to be making like little individual dedications of individual songs, even though overall the whole show is dedicated to John. This will go out to my pal Mike Vague, who's maybe listening, hopefully, in the City of Angels right now.
Awesome. But next up, we've got a Johnny set, correct? I wanted definitely to have a Johnny set because I know he loves Johnny songs.
Right. And so we're going to start off with one of my favorites in a genre that I didn't even expect existed, teen beatnik genre, called Johnny Beatnik by, I think it's Tammy Allen, and it's on Mosaic, which is an...
Tammy Jones.
And it's on Mosaic, and it's an L.A. label. And the name of it, Johnny Beatnik.
So again, you're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, and the awesome and wonderful Dick Blackburn. And I guess I should just say you can catch my show every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But today we're doing a special show, so it's going to be about 2 hours, so we'll probably run until 11:30. Tons of great stuff, so definitely stay tuned. As well, all my shows are archived, recorded, and uploaded to the Kill Radio homepage, so if you miss anything or if you want to let your friends know, you could check out the archive, and this is definitely going on the archive. So I guess that's it. We'll just kick into the next Johnny song, which is Johnny Beatnik, here at Lost in Paradise.
But I like just what I see. Faded jeans and horn-rimmed glasses. He recites all poetry. Half of his life in front of the mirror, trying to comb his little goatee. Johnny Beatnik, whoa, 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 Johnny Beatnik. My Johnny Beatnik, you're too way out for me. Johnny took me to his leader, introduced me as his friend. While we were sipping cappuccino, that's coffee and chocolate mixed in a blend. Everyone looked and kept repeating, this chick starts out where the others end. Tiger, Teddy, and a real gone Mary, they did a dance, I was bending the trend. Johnny Beatnik, whoa, 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 Johnny Beatnik. My Johnny Beatnik, you're two way out for me. Mother Earth below, while we're picking up on kisses, somebody turn the lights down low. We won't care cause we have each other. If it's small, we gotta dig him so. Johnny Beatnik, whoa, 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 Johnny Beatnik. My Johnny Beatnik, you're two way out for me like wow. Two way out for me too much. Two way out for me. John, won't you please come home? I need you by my side.
cry no more. That's why, John, John, won't you please come back? I need you by my side. John, John, won't you please come back? You took me for a
That was an obscure, cool instrumental.
Stardust by the Volcanoes on Epic. And that one is really going out to John, as long as the check arrives, bud. It will go out to you. Okay, and this was a John set, so the other two records that we played had John in the title.
Well, because he really likes Stardust songs, so in particular.
And
this is one that he's acquiring or buying, so yeah.
Okay, and then we had like John John by Aggie Dukes on Aladdin, and before that, the fabulous Johnny Beatnik by Tanny Jones. T-A-N-I, Tanny Jones on Mosaic, which is an obscure L.A. label. We didn't play any Johnny Reb songs. I think Gene Scalati called up and said, you're not going to play any of those. And I said, we certainly are not going to play any Johnny Reb songs. Okay, so the next set we're going to go into is a, well, I guess it's Baby. It's a Baby set.
Baby
I guess
set.
This is like sort of for you, Angel Baby.
Well, he gave me the name.
And he gave you the name. He did? Oh, he gave you that name.
Uh-huh. Well, just he was emailing me one day, and I think just kind of as a joke, he was like saying, hey, Angel Baby, and it just kind of stuck.
Oh, well, great. Well, then this set is for the both of you. And here you go. This is Katie Webster and Ashton Savoy on the Cry label. This is like a real rare Jay Miller one-off label and very hard to find. And one of my favorites from one of my favorite musical states, Louisiana. Baby, baby.
So again, you're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, and my special guest, Dick Blackburn, with a special show dedicated to John Phillips out in Chicago, one of my very first mentors for all this music and collecting 45s, who introduced Dick Blackburn and myself. So special show for him and really killer 45, so stay tuned. Again, you're Lost in Paradise.
At him coming down the streets with his hand in his pocket. I don't know what he holding. It sure ain't no money. Look at him walking that jive walk and talking that jive talk. I don't want to hear that yakety yak. Say I talk too much, but at least I tell the truth. Somebody done fooled that child, honey, and made him think he cute. Just look at that walk. Ain't that something? A clump a tick clop, a clump a tick clop. I say,
hello, baby. It's so good to see you now. Hello, baby. It's so good to see you now.
Me all right. Think I didn't see you and Penelope sitting down there in the den. Yeah. Talking about you don't want no woman if her hair ain't no longer than yours. Well, on her, you sure couldn't see the half of the head. You keep that mess up, I'm gonna file suit against you. And I don't mean no blue serge suit either. Don't come around here chemo-savvying me either, cause I ain't no friend of yours. Take that guitar and get. Cause if you ain't got no bread, you get no meat here.
Bye, baby, bye, bye, baby, bye, bye.
Huh. All right. And that was Marie Adams and Johnny Otis on Capitol doing Bye Bye Baby. It's one of those odd subgenres in rock and roll where you have these rock and roll records that were made that mention all the prior rock and roll songs in hopes of selling the record. They're also the same kind of thing done where they mention all the characters like Jim Dandy and Long Tall Sally and stuff in records. So there's these two odd subgenres. And that one is also covered by the great Screamin' Lord Sutch on Oriole. For you record collector hounds out there, maybe one day we'll play that one too. Anyway, before that, we heard Katie Webster, Nash and Savoy, as previously announced on the Cry label. This is sort of a short set. We could have gone on playing records about rock and roll songs and stuff, but hey, maybe one is enough for today. Let's go into something else. Another set that's going to be... well, I don't know, misogynistic, mean, something like that. Not that John's misogynistic or mean or anything. It's just that we get a kick out of these records, you know.
Yeah, I love them.
And they're pretty gone. And
and we just found this one. Or
that's
at least,
right.
Or at least Dick found this one.
Yeah, and this is on the Astral label, and it's the Dream Tones. It's the flip of the ballad, of course. The ballad is fantastic, too. But this is something called Mean Man.
Here at Lost in Paradise.
Some call me Hef, some call me Jeff. I'm so mean
until I'm scared of myself.
Well, I'm a mean, 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 mean. The police and the high chef's son took a mirror down from the chef. Looked so bad till I was scared of myself. I'm a mean one, more mean man since I've grown up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Took a walk to the hardware store, bought a knife and a 44. Took it home and put it on the shelf. Got so frightened till I was scared of myself. I'm a mean boy, more mean man since I've grown up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. At the age of 21, lived in the house with
Peter God.
Down the street, well, next door, Mike Hammer lived at a 104.
Well,
I'm a mean boy, more mean man since I've grown up. Yeah. Gun as fast as any man can. That's why I'm rated with
the DA's man.
People wonder why I'm so bold.
He graduated from the highway patrol.
Well, I'm a mean boy, I'm a mean man since I've grown up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a mean, 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 mean man. I'm a mean, 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 mean.
Walk around here with that group of dust bag tied around your neck. Snuff box full of lie back up in that kitchen that picked that wish too. Talk about you gonna feed that best of your man too. Sit down, girl, and tell me who are you? What's on your mind? Come sending me a telegram and talk about you going away. What's wrong with you? What's the matter with you? Huh? Sit on down here, let me talk with you. Me and you got to get together, girl. Cause you ain't right at all, and I don't dig what you putting down. Not one bit. And look here, and another thing. What you doing out with that cat last night, huh? Talk to me. What the? Say you know what? Shut up. I said talk to me. What the? Got them black cat bones buried up. Look here. All up in my dough. And them round snake shells right around your shoe. And you, look here. Your heart pumping wild and bang. And you talk about you and your mother. Hi. Who are you, girl? Shut up. What the? Who are you, girl? Tell me. What? Huh? Say what? Oh, you. Why can you go? You know. Why, who are you? Oh, I, who, you, who? Say, what, huh? Wait, who, what, huh? You don't know who you're, you know, you didn't tell me. I didn't think you did. I really didn't think you did. I didn't think you did. Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll go for that. I can dig it. All right.
I'm going to break out in a sweat. Okay, that's The Whip by The Creeps. And there's something about that record. I think that Ronnie Dawson might be on that record. I think he is. It's one of the records that he made, the great rockabilly singer Ronnie Dawson, who passed away recently. And a great guy and a really great performer. Anyway, The Whip by The Creeps. And then before that one, I'd like to send this one out to Rex. If you like this show, you should be listening to his show on WFMU, which is the
Fool's Paradise.
Yes, the Fool's Paradise, the Paradise show on the East Coast. He's been doing it forever, and that's every Saturday from 12 to 3 East Coast time. Anyway, this was Leon Gardner on Igloo. Who are you? From Northern California, a fairly disturbed record. This guy did a funk record that's worth boku bucks called The Farm Song. I'd love to have it, but I don't want to part with $800 to $1,000 for it, so I guess I won't, unless they put it on a repro. And before that, as previously announced, Mean Man, The Dream Tones on Astra. And now we're going to go into what I guess, for better word, I will call just a spiritual set, because there's, even though there's one gospel record in it, the other ones aren't strictly gospel, but it's kind of vocal group, spiritual, and again, this show is dedicated to John Phillips, and here's one of the
records. And this
is a
song that really resonated with him, so I said, you definitely have to play this song.
Right, and this is Ballad from Watts by Albert Stone on the Kahwam label, and it was done for the Watts celebration in Watts around 65, and it was given away. It was a free record, and they gave it away, and a friend of mine, actually, who I dedicated the song to, the Goodbye Train at the beginning of the program, Mike Vague, found these records. He found a bunch of them, but they're all in collections now, and they're pretty hard to find. So we're going to listen to Ballad from Watts.
So you're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at KillRadio.org with my special guest, Dick Blackburn. And you can catch my show every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, except today is a special show, so we're going to 11:30. And again, you can check out my archived shows when the archiver is working. And they're uploaded at the Kill Radio homepage. So let your friends know if you can't tune in the whole time or if you're just tuning in. They're a really great resource. So again, you're Lost in Paradise. And next up is Ballad from Watts. That's what it's called. Okay, here at Lost in Paradise.
Ballad from Watts started not long ago, with pain and the tears only black folks know. So people, come on and let's go and listen while this story is told.
Captivity required from us. song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? Cause the wicked carried us away, captivity required from us a song.
Okay, and that was the Melodians, Rivers of Babylon, on the Beverly's label. That was an example of blue beat music or rock steady, which was a type of music from Jamaica that came in between ska and reggae. And this particular track was a pretty big hit. It was also featured in a terrific movie called Série Noire by French director Alain Corneau, starring the late French actor. Was a suicide, actually. His name is Patrick Devar, and it was played over an extremely sordid scene. So you had this sort of claustrophobic, sordid scene with like rain coming down, coursing down a window pane in the background, and a kind of underlit room, and this sort of weird seduction taking place. And this beautiful song comes on the soundtrack. So I don't know if it's even available on DVD or whatever, but Série Noire, it was taken from the Jim Thompson novel, Hell of a Woman, and it is one of the best Jim Thompson adaptations ever. Before that, we listened to Wynonna Carr, and on this record, she was Sister Wynonna Carr. She did secular records on specialty. This was one of her gospel ones, and an unusual record with the organ and the ball game, relating life to a ball game, and
John loves baseball. Big Dodgers fan.
Big Dodgers fan.
So I definitely had to ask Dick, you know, you got a good baseball song, and he definitely had a baseball song mixed and gospel, so it's a killer.
Double whammy.
There you go.
And then we got Ballad from Watts here, and that was on top of the set by Albert Stone. And it was, it says Coam presents the official theme song of the Watts Festival. And this was, like I say, given away free at the Watts Festival in around 65 or whatever it was. And so that was that set, the spiritual set. Now, we're not going to go to heaven, but we are going to go into outer space here.
Somewhat close.
Well, close as we can, because the next one is, once again, another rare record. This is a record on the Kane label out of Mobile, Alabama, by Julian. And what this is, there was a record came out called Tasso's Beat, that if anybody in Pittsburgh is listening to this, it's one of their favorite records out there, Tasso's Beat. And this was the same record with lyrics by a guy called Julian, came out after Tasso's Beat on Kane. And Tasso the Great was the one who did Tasso's Beat. So this is Julian with Tasso the Great. It's on the Kane label out of Mobile, Alabama, and it's called Get on the Moon, Baby.
Well, if you're lost in the grooves and you're lost in paradise, here with Angel Baby and Dick Buckburn at killradio.org.
Get on the moon, baby, and ride it around. Get on the moon when the sun goes down. Get on the moon, baby, and ride it around. I'll still love you when you get back in town. I'll still love you if I don't see you later. I'll still love you if you fall in a crater. Get on the moon, baby, ride it around. I'll still love you when you get back in town. Get on the moon, baby, quit acting smart. You know I love you and want you in my heart. Get on the moon, baby, ride it around. I'll still love you when you get back in town. Ride it around. Get on the moon when the sun goes down. Get on the moon, baby, and ride it around. I'll still love you when you get back in town. I'll still love you if I don't see you later. I'll still love you if you fall in a crater. Get on the moon, baby, and ride it around. I'll still love you when you get back in town. Get on the mood, baby, quit acting smart. You know I love you and want you in my heart. Get on the mood, baby, and ride it around. I'll still love you when you get back in town.
It was a 50 mil a ton. It was a 50 mil a ton hydrogen, like a radiant atomic bomb. Well, a rocket passed me, I climbed up a tree. Just then, some got hold of me in the tree. He shot on off, stratosphere, 6,000 miles away from here. It was a 50 mil a ton. It was a 50 mil a ton. It was a 50 mil a ton hydrogen. Like the great in atomic bomb. I fell into a deep lagoon. It was a 50 mil a ton. It was a 50 mil a ton. It was a 50 mil a ton hydrogen, like the radiant atomic bomb. Well, I landed at the bottom of a deep dark crater, face to face with a space alligator. The alligator with me, I can hardly see. There's a motherfucker exploded and it swallowed me. It was a 50 mil a ton. It was a 50 mil a ton. It was a 50 mil a ton of hydrogen, like a radiant atomic bomb.
comes a flying saucer, flying out of the moon. Here comes a flying saucer.
Well, Jack, we all are doomed.
Ma, you better run.
Ba-ba.
Sun is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better Jack.
Ba-ba.
Jack is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better blow.
Ba-ba.
Joe is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better run. Is the man from the moon. Yes, you better run.
Ba-ba.
Sun is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better Jack.
Ba-ba.
Jack is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better blow.
Ba-ba.
Joe is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better run. Is the man from the moon.
Well, well, we were walking down the street.
My.
Something shabby appeared. Good thing we had our sneakers on.
Yeah, they really got out of there.
Ba-ba.
You better run.
Ba-ba.
Sun is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better Jack.
Ba-ba.
Jack is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better blow.
Ba-ba.
Joe is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better run. Is the man from the moon.
Well, look into a building.
My.
Not much time to spare. Whatever it is that's chasing us
came whirling through the air.
Ba-ba.
Better run.
Ba-ba.
Sun is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better Jack.
Ba-ba.
Jack is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better blow.
Ba-ba.
Joe is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better run.
Ba-ba.
Is the man from the moon.
Well, look out my window.
My.
See if it was clear.
Oh.
Slammed and locked my window.
Why?
Never had a tree out there.
Yes, you better run.
Ba-ba.
Sun is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better Jack.
Ba-ba.
Jack is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better blow.
Ba-ba.
Joe is the man
Ba-ba.
From the moon. You better
Ba-ba.
Run. Is the man from the moon.
Look out, Jack, it might be the thing.
Okay, that was the Crickets on the Davis label, and that's Man from the Moon. That's the Crickets that were on MGM and other labels, one of the more famous vocal groups from the 50s, and sort of an unusual sci-fi offering from them, the Man on the Moon. And we are sort of keeping with the outer space theme. Before that, a number that was played on an old Cool and the Crazy song show, which is the Ventures version, only on album, of the Twilight Zone theme. And we just heard that
we
recently.
We were on a road
right?
trip. We heard it, and I was like, whoa, what's that? You know, and I guess maybe Vic Tripp or whoever was reading off the set, and I really wanted to find it. We couldn't find the 45 because it's only on album, and,
right.
and of course Dick had the album, so... Yes.
That's the Ventures from Ventures in Space album. It's a pretty cool album. And it says on that album, all effects on this album were not done electronically. They were all done with guitars and other instruments. So,
very nice.
The Great Ventures. Okay, and then before that, a flipped out record. I first heard this on a British compilation LP called Jukebox at Eric's. I guess it was on the Jukebox at Eric's, wherever Eric's was. Sonny Russell. 50 megatons. And I'd like to bring Dr. William Ladass here into the studio from the Cool & Crazy. He hasn't been around for a while. He has a comment about this record. Doc, could you come on in here?
Yes. This record, 50 megatons, is distinguished by the first press, which does not have a zip code. But if you see a zip code after the state, which, is, by the way, is Colorado, then you have a postal code on your first press, Denver 12, Colorado, and on the second press, Denver, Colorado, with the full-digit zip code. And that's the second press, and, of course, not as valuable.
Well, thanks a lot, Doc. Take care. Okay, so that
very
was Dr.
valuable
Ladass.
Information here at Lost in Paradise.
Fantastic. Dr. Ladass making his first appearance since the Cool
Which
and the Crazy.
Is a professor up at where again?
UCMM Magic Mountain. That's where the doctor teaches and lectures his eager students. Anyway, so that was 50 megatons. Sonny Russell, a bizarre, fell in a crater and went face to face with a space alligator and other great lines from that. We started off the set, yes, with Julian. And on the Kane label out of Mobile, somebody just emailed us saying, thank you for not saying mobile or something like something that you hang from the ceiling with little things. But Mobile, Alabama. Julian Tasso and his big orchestra. Of course, one of the great Mobile songs is Curtis Gordon on Mercury, great rockabilly, called Mobile, Alabama.
Hmm.
Maybe play that
for our
listener
show.
Next time, right? Okay, so that was the Out of
Space
Sight
set.
And Inner Space, Outer Space set. Now we're going to like kick off with a vocal group set. We're going to, even though that this is, like I say, show dedicated to John Phillips.
John Phillips out in Chicago, a good friend of mine, mentor, and a good friend,
and a great painter.
Yes.
We're also going to start with a Chicago record here on the Pink Clouds label by Juanita Rogers, and this is has Sun Ra involvement. He was playing on this record, and it's extremely rare. I have to confess that this is not an original. This is a repro. But, you know, wanted to get the sound out there, so I just didn't want to spend the bucks for the real one.
Yeah, they're great.
Teenager's Letter of Promise is the name. We'd like to send this one out to our good buddy and co-host of the fabulous Cool and the Crazy back so many years ago in the A's Victor Trip, also a.k.a. Gene Scalati. So Teenager's Letter of Promise on the Pink Clouds label from Chicago, Illinois.
Here at Lost in Paradise.
Hey.